Welcome to the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility, an ongoing inquiry into the origins and evolution of American government. The Executive Director of the Virtual Center is Dr. Bill O'Brien. He's also the host of this discussion. And here he is, Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Agnes, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility. Today, as we move closer and closer to the end of March, today is the 29th day of March in the year 2017. As we know, April Fool's Day is Saturday this week, and there's some question. I noticed that There's some possibility that the Northeast could be bracing for some snow this weekend, so it may not be over, folks. At least not yet. But anyway, it does look like I took my snow tires removed from my car yesterday, so we'll probably have a blizzard now. But anyway, welcome to the Wednesday program. This is our third day in a row of presenting live programs here at the Virtual Center, and I'm sure happy about that and grateful for that opportunity. We spent the last couple of days dealing with the fallout over the healthcare issue, and we'll make some concluding comments about that, I think, at the beginning of our program before we get into anything else. But I hope that much of what we've tried to do over the last couple of days makes some sense. It looked like, with the decision by Paul Ryan and by President Trump to pull the bill on last Friday afternoon and not subject the proposed legislation to a vote for concern, almost a sure thing that it was going to lose. The initial reaction coming out of the White House after that was the idea that the president wanted to move on and just kind of drop the whole healthcare issue, at least for now. It's really kind of interesting because that was the position earlier in the week. But now, over the last 24 hours, it appears that that decision is being reconsidered and that Republicans have come to the conclusion that they can't run in the midterm elections in 2018, next fall. They can't run unless they pass something that repeals Obamacare. So, consequently, they're making the decision, I think, to revisit the healthcare issue. So what that effectively means is that it never really went away. So basically, you know, we would assume that the issue would have died with the Republican defeat, if you will, last Friday. But in fact, it hasn't. So I think what that means is that as we continue, as we have over the last couple of days, to talk about healthcare, it's not like we're focusing on a subject that's gone away, because it's not, and of course it won't. And I think all of us appreciate that and understand that. It was never in danger of going away because it's too significant. But anyway, I know that a lot